Hey friends, I'm Sharon Betters, and I'm so glad that you are joining us on our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. Today, we are continuing in our journey, and we start with today's treasure, which is from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he walked, when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Just as we did last year, we will celebrate Easter in very different ways than in the past. One expert stated normal worship services won't be safe until the fall. How will God use these stretching times to draw us closer to him, as well as help us appreciate so many things we take for granted? Pastors across the world continue to use technology to preach God's word and keep congregations connected and cared for. And as much as we all are grateful for this platform, how we long to gather with our covenant families to raise our voices in worship to our living God. I, for one, will never take corporate worship for granted again. Will you? But on the other hand, conflict about the coronavirus refuses to go away. More than one of my friends has said they won't go back to church until they can go mask-free. And more than one pastor has told us differing opinions about the response to the virus have split their churches. They are pouring hours of time and loads of emotional energy into dealing with the loudest voices and trying to reconcile the mean-spirited behavior flowing from people who claim Jesus as Savior. Their hearts break when long-standing members leave over masks or no masks. Additionally, many church leaders fear that Christians have lost sight of the gifts of community and corporate worship and will view church attendance as optional rather than a necessary gift where the Lord meets them and many of their needs through their church family. And what about those whose broken hearts the Lord wants to comfort through a strong church body? I wonder how the women of the resurrection would respond to such thinking. They faced similar turmoil in their personal lives. Some of them were even trapped in isolation, filled with fear, unable to change their circumstances. But then Jesus. Though it became increasingly dangerous to be associated with him, these women refused to stay away. Friends, there is more to worship than a live stream service. And in this broken world, there are more critical needs that require the energy too many are pouring into superficial, self-serving likes and dislikes. Jesus' last prayer was that we would be one. He prayed for unity. Our theology compels us to die to self, to gather with other Christians, to meet needs within the context of corporate worship, and to experience the Lord's touch through the hearts and hands of his people. This is a time where we too can experience the presence of Jesus in a new way that equips and enables us to walk by faith on this journey. Over the next few weeks, we will visit with the woman caught in adultery, and then with the women named in the Gospels who stood afar off at the cross and up close to the tomb. We will spend a few days reveling in the resurrection power that we experience at salvation and can experience every day of our lives. I hope each woman's story moves you to love Jesus more and recognize the same tenderness he offered to them is ours as well. As we continue to journey to Easter, take some time to camp out in John 12. Walk with Jesus as he prepares to die on the cross for each of his children. Keep your journal close by and note passages that jump out at you. If you don't know where to start, watch for poignant moments where you get a new understanding of Jesus' love by the way he interacts with his disciples, including the women. And oh, Father, how grateful we are for this time to remember, Palm Sunday, when so many raised their voices in hallelujahs to welcome you, they thought, as the King. But Father, we know that Jesus was coming as our Messiah and as a lamb to be slaughtered. We thank you, Father, for the joy that we experience on Resurrection Day. And we pray, Father, that as we look at the lives of these women, as we think about Easter, that once more we would be renewed in understanding the depth of your love for your children, so much so that you sent your only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And friends, as we continue in our conversation about these women, these resurrection women, I pray that you will make notes in your journal about how the Lord is speaking to you in this glorious season, this wonderful season for Christians. Friends, I keep thinking about the scriptures that tell us that because of whose we are, we have a great inheritance. We have a treasure trove of riches that God has given to us, that He has equipped us to share with others. And it is so wonderful to see people finding their niche, finding that specific way where God is calling them to help point just one person at a time to the love of Jesus. And one of the ways that we have seen that develop is through Anchored Hope Biblical Online Counseling. Mark Inc. Ministries started Anchored Hope a few years ago, actually right in the middle of the pandemic. And we are just blown away by the way God is growing this ministry, the many, many counselors we have who are equipped and trained and certified to walk beside you or someone you love in some of those dark places of life where friends are just not able to help you take the next step. You can learn more about Anchored Hope by going to helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org. Click the Anchored Hope link, and that will take you to the Anchored Hope website where you can browse the counselors, make an appointment, and meet with your counselor in the privacy of your home. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.